Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. It's Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Welcome to May, and we're already on the 4th of May. Boy, time is traveling fast. We had a pretty intense April, with the third time Mars opposing Pluto on April 26th. And these energies will continue through mid-July. This energy represents brute force. We still have yet to see how that will play out. We have Pluto at 3 degrees Aquarius, and that will stay there through the end of June. This energy can be intense, with a feeling for the need of fundamental change, a crying out for major endings, like a snake shedding its skin. 2025 is the year of the snake. Pluto brings major life endings and then brings in new beginnings. This Pluto transit energy can take you down within to a very deep place. Pluto retrogrades on May 4th, which is today, until mid-October, taking you back over friendships, groups, networks, social media. With groups and networks, you may want to revise those or make changes in some new way. Also, how can you use technology, artificial intelligence, and can you bring in any new ways of using that? Groups, networks, community, friendships will all be coming up for you if you have 2 to 4 degrees of any fixed signs, and that is Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. It's time to reevaluate, moving along deep and slow over the next 2 months. Take a look at everything. Keep what you love and relate to and let go of the rest. It's a new era. We're all marching forward. Also, Uranus conjuncts Al Gore, that dwarf planet that represents losing your head. And that energy was in place last July 13th with the Trump assassination attempt. This can represent leaders losing their head or falling from power. The energy is between April 28th through May 12th, and the Pope passed away on the 21st, which is a powerful day anyway. It was the birthday of Queen Elizabeth, among others. Venus conjunct Neptune on May 2nd at 0 degrees. The energy is great for creative projects, painting, fashion design, interior design, all having to do with Venus. But also, it can be the beginning of a very romantic relationship. On May 5th, tomorrow, we have Ceres, the largest asteroid, conjunct the North Node, and on the 8th, it will conjunct the galactic center. The goddess of grains, harvest, corn, wheat, conjuncts Uranus in Taurus. It will affect agriculture, food supply, and food distribution. This energy will put food and food distribution into the media in some way. We will continue to have a lot of extreme weather moving forward, both natural and non-natural reasons. This is part of Mother Earth's purging. What she's doing is to clear away the toxins that are so ever-present. We'll have strong winds, storms, floods, droughts. This can challenge food production, so try to plan for that over the next few months. Have your emergency food and your canned goods ready for use. The full moon in Scorpio happens on May 12th. There is tremendous focus with this full moon. Scorpio is one of the best signs in the zodiac for giving us focus and passion, and is also closely related to secrets, deeply buried secrets. The moon will shine a light on long-held, closely guarded secrets, and there are probably going to be some financial, because we're in Taurus season. Big money, hidden money, invested money, criminal money, sometimes underground money, like oil, gold, or natural resources. Wealth, big banking, the stock market. We will see some truths coming up to light. Also, Scorpio is the strongest sexual sign. The Epstein files, something underhanded, trafficking, something underground. And Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, the planet of transformation. This full moon is trine to Ceres and Saturn. There's a lot here about food and food production. This is a sextile, so it will probably be positive information about agriculture. My sense is we'll be creating lots of new ideas, innovations around how to grow our food and how our houses and city apartment rooftops are growing food. You can plant vegetables on your roof and create a natural irrigation system to naturally water the vegetables. There's an amazing amount of innovation coming in, also conserving water for growing food. There are various cities that have taken over the old factories and doing what is called vertical farming, using tower structures where they could grow a lot of acreage of vegetables in a very small floor area. You can get these for your home as well. It's all online. This kind of different thinking will start to come in more strongly as our climate goes through its extremes. Taurus is normally the sign where we want to bring in the same old, same old. We want to keep things as they are, status quo. We don't want any sudden shocks or surprises coming from the outside. However, Uranus is passing through Taurus. Uranus is a very electric kind of energy. It never stays the same. It wants to break up the old, stale routines. It wants to jump deeply into the quantum leaps, jump into new areas, new technologies, all kinds of innovations, and this causes quite a tension. May and June are not going to have a nice quiet time with this full moon in Scorpio and with all this intensity. This can bring in, again, seismic activity. Uranus is the planet that brings in earthquakes. Recently, in the past 3 to 4 weeks, we've had some larger earthquakes. A 5.7 in the Philippines, another 5.7 in Papua New Guinea, 6.2 in Turkey, all around the same time frame. They weren't so terribly extraordinary large, but they were quite large quakes. But there's a lot of potential, and this full moon in Scorpio highlights it. When we get full moons because of the gravitational pull on the tectonic plates, it can add to the probability of earthquakes. The other thing Uranus brings in here is rebellion, revolution. It's very interesting that Uranus is tightly square to the moon in the U.S. chart. The moon in the U.S. chart is at 27 degrees Aquarius. The moon represents the people. We could see a lot of revolution and rebellion, especially in America. And this full moon is forming a T-square to the America's natal moon. Rebellion, freedom, human rights, civil rights, people taking to the streets, not wanting to take it anymore. This energy is worldwide. People could take to the streets and fight for equality. Chiron and Mercury conjunct in Aries as well. Chiron is the wounded warrior, so we have revolution demands for truth and equality. This energy will come out of where we are feeling vulnerable, where we are feeling wounded and demanding that it won't happen again. People need to be heard, and they will be. Also, what's feeding this picture is Mars in Leo, which is very much a sign of sovereignty, the individual, as in aspect to Saturn where it has felt squat. I knew who was going to win the Kentucky Derby yesterday. It was simple. They had a horse named Sovereignty, which was number 18, which is a deeply spiritual number, and it won. I knew that it would. It won by 4 lengths, and I was rooting for it, because we have Sovereignty. And then they put the sign up, Sovereignty 2025. I really thought that was terrific. There is a very clear theme about all this. The Sun conjunct Uranus, Taurus, and the Moon opposing Uranus in Scorpio is very intense. It's wanting to be more individual, express our individual essence, be more creative, be the maverick, be independent, break the rules, etc., etc. This is quite a feisty, vigorous full moon in Scorpio coming on the 12th of May. We also are experiencing a transition of consciousness. The collective is going through that right now. The Buddhist ground of being, that permanent stillness, which is always there for us, that radiant presence, that place of peace. So what could be a feisty energy and an intense emotional energy, we are encouraged to transmute. We are encouraged to transmute these basic animal instincts, the overreactiveness, triggered primal energy. We are being reminded that we can always just take a deep breath, be focused, be mindful, as we drop into that eternal state of being that's always there for us. This is really about transmutation in a very major way. The Sabian symbol is at 23 degrees of Scorpio. A rabbit undergoes metamorphosis into a nature spirit. Here, at the May full moon in Scorpio, we are talking about a shift from one state of being into another, a change in our way of living, from the animal to our blessed higher self, to a spiritual being. This is a reminder of this great energetic change that we are going through right now, a great metamorphosis that we are all going through. We are not only going through a metamorphosis, but we are going through a total change of state, not only with our biological, but with our spiritual state, the state of being. It's being upgraded. The frequency is rising. With Jupiter's placement here in Gemini, whatever news, information comes on social media will be magnified, blown up at this full moon, whether it's a financial, sexual, or both. This is all related to the underhanded, the underworld being exposed. Jupiter is square to Saturn, blowing up any issues around agriculture, food production. This is the third aspect with the Jupiter-Saturn. These two planets come together every 20 years. And the first time this round was at the winter solstice of 2020, which is a very interesting time in our history. The second one was Pisces-Aquarius, bringing in permanent technological changes. And this new one will be on June 15th, and that will be the last join-up in this cycle. Jupiter is about expansion, and Saturn is about contraction. See where Jupiter falls in your chart, because it will be blowing up facts and information pertaining to whatever area of life it falls in, what house it falls in. It will be on social media for some of you, blowing up. And what will all those issues be about? Saturn Pisces could be about water, toxicity, pollution, shipping, fishing, drugs and alcohol, the media, the illusion, the veil, the collective hypnosis that we've all been under. We are moving towards that exposure, which comes out in mid-June. It will be very interesting to see what begins to emerge because it's a very important square. By then, Jupiter will have moved into Cancer at 0 degrees, which is on the world axis, and Saturn will have moved into Aries, and that happens on May 25th. And they will square each other at 0 degrees of the cardinal signs, which are the most powerful signs. Whatever this energy holds for information, it will be big on the worldwide public stage. It's going to be huge because it's a cardinal sign. Just before Saturn moves into Aries on May 24th, it will be at 29 degrees Pisces, the last degree of the Piscean era from the 13th through the 25th of May. This is the crisis degree, the anorectic degree, so it could throw up all those types of issues I've been talking about. The water, the sea, the ocean, toxicity, pollution. It could also be linked to oil, drug, the media, the illusions, deception, and lies. As I've mentioned before, when Saturn moves to 0 degrees Aries in July, we could be seeing severe drought. The last time was in 1989. We had limited water with very little rainfall. Get yourself some barrels to catch rainfall in if you have a garden, because that will be very helpful. What are the geographics of the full moon shadow? Most of this land will feel the effects of Scorpio and Uranus energies. They are New York, Washington, D.C., Cuba, Colombia, Peru, the west coast of South America, Jakarta, Indonesia, Thailand. We have had a lot of disturbance in Thailand and Indonesia recently. Also, China and Mongolia. Then Pluto conjuncts the IC, which is the base of the chart, across West Africa and France, which is eruptive and also brings in leadership struggles or competition. All of this is strong energy, and we will wait and see what unfolds. The collective is going into a whole series of endings and new beginnings. Neptune moved from Pisces to Aries on March 30th. Saturn makes that move on May 25th. Jupiter leaves Gemini and moves into Cancer on June 15th. Uranus leaves Taurus and enters Gemini on July 7th. There are so many planets on the world axis at this time. It's very rare. There will be a tremendous amount of activity throughout this time period. Rebellion, revolution, seismic activity. All this is unknown and unexperienced. Concentration with planets shifting signs. In 2025 and early 2026, it's very unusual to have that many. Really try to find a default method where you can transmute a lot of these primal energies. It's an alchemical shift that is actually an inner shift that then takes an outer form. If you are feeling very triggered just by closing your eyes and dropping into your breath, listening to your heartbeat, these are simple ways to slow you down, to help you shift from a triggered overreaction from this intense energy, impulsive and deeply felt energy, Scorpio. As the truth comes up to light, drop inside for safety. Rise up, go to your perch and transmute these energies into something more loving, more linked to unity consciousness. We are welcoming in the higher consciousness of love. That can be your mantra at this time. We are welcoming in the higher consciousness of love. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after that. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazer Report, week of May 5th through May 11th, 2025. This week, Pluto turns retrograde on May 4th until mid-October. We will have many opportunities to correct certain developments of recent months. Monday is an energetic day and perfect for getting new projects off the ground. You will want to plan each one step by step to the smallest detail, because emotional spur-of-the-moment details can take you down the wrong path. Tuesday brings an aura of romantic destiny that is filling the cosmos, the kind of energy that can last a lifetime. On Wednesday, May 7th, Mercury and Chiron are conjunct in Aries, sextile to Jupiter in Gemini. And it's exact with Mercury and Jupiter on May 5th. It's an excellent time to take care of old injuries and old wounds. Seek reconciliation now and talk about the new ways of resolving conflicts. People tend to be emotionally deceptive or sensitive on Thursday, so tread lightly and be careful of who you trust. Mercury shifts into focused and hardworking Taurus on Saturday, May 10th, making the next several weeks perfect for renumerative endeavors and working out positive, successful, and lasting business plans. Values considered secure may now be subject to revision, and environmental issues are likely to come more into focus again. The rest of May is going to be very busy for everyone, so relax and take it easy over the weekend. It's a low-energy weekend, so invite your mother and family members over for a catered meal or out to a nice restaurant to celebrate Mother's Day. Leave the home-cooked specialties for another day. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. What I'm going to do for you now, because it's such an intense time, is give everybody their astrological predictions for the month of May. Let me tell you what's coming, and I'm hoping that it will all be helpful to you as we walk through this month. I will start with the full moon and new moon information, and then I will begin with Aries and finish up with Pisces for the month of May. The May 12th full moon in Leo brings an energy full of deceit and manipulation. You are urged to use logic and reason, not to be reactive or impulsive when dealing with any manipulative people in your life. The May 26th new moon in Gemini brings a beautiful energy of uplifting vibes for the Memorial Day weekend. It's a perfect time to strengthen bonds with loved ones and to establish some special memories for the future. The personal signs, starting with Aries, March 21st through April 20th. Pluto enters his 5 month of retrograde on May 4th. The Sun and Mercury both move into Gemini, so prepare for lots of socializing. Saturn moves into Aries, where it hasn't been since 1999, and your confidence levels may dip a bit as you adjust to the new energies. As Saturn passes through Aries, you will learn big lessons about who you are and what you really want out of life. Your brain is firing up on all cylinders now, in romance as well as on the job. Don't settle for less than what you are worth. Taurus, April 21st through May 21st. In May, Mercury joins the Sun in Taurus, bringing a time for you to express your confidence and unapologetically show others your authentic self. It's also a time for you to think about what you want for yourself now, in this new energetic era. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th brings up emotions about your romantic relationship. If there are any problems now, this is the time for deep, honest conversations to find some answers. At month's end, you could see an unpleasant side of a friend. Try to avoid getting into any conflicts that don't involve you. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th. May is a brilliant month for you. Jupiter is still in your sign, and the Sun joins him on the 21st. Then there's a new Gemini moon followed up by Mercury. With all this Gemini energy, many of the barriers to your goals and happiness could be removed. Luck is on your side, and things move into your favor. Don't be hard on yourself at the Scorpio full moon on the 12th. If you have a criticism to make, be sure to be kind. Communication with others can lead to fresh insight and new opportunities. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. In May, focus on socializing with family and friends or any clubs or groups that you're a member of. It's a good time to throw a dinner party or invite the family over for a Mother's Day luncheon. Saturn briefly moves into Aries on the 24th until September. Don't be surprised if you get good career news now. As the Scorpio full moon on May 12th, you could struggle with some inner conflicts. Try to share your concerns with a trusted friend to help you ease your mind. If you need to have a tough conversation with a loved one, do it. Although you might feel frustrated with work or on the job, please remember to trust that you are moving in the right direction. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. Pluto in Aquarius retrogrades on the 4th, but don't worry, Leo. Think of it as a time for you to work on deepening your close personal friendships. If something is out of balance, this retrograde asks you to be honest with yourself and think about how you can make some changes. You may experience some home maintenance issues at the full moon in Scorpio on the 12th. Don't hesitate to deal with the problem. Think before you speak, or you're likely to rub people the wrong way at month's end. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. In May, your career takes center stage after the Sun and Mercury enter Gemini. If you've been feeling overworked, that should change now. Don't hesitate to tell your boss or the higher-ups about what you bring to the company, as well as your long-term goals. People want to help you succeed. Expect to be busy at the full moon in Scorpio on the 12th. Allow and appreciate the intensity because it will be rewarding and surprisingly refreshing. At month's end, don't be negative. You are ultra-sensitive right now. It's time to make strides towards great rewards, but don't trample on others' toes along the way. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. In May, one of the best things you can do for yourself is broaden your horizons. You can try a new activity, travel to a different city or even a different country, or attend a lecture. When Saturn moves into Aries on the 24th, you'll be challenged with relationships and your long-term goals. The new moon in Gemini on the 26th makes you feel restless and ready to take on new challenges. Be careful not to let your guard down with new people at month's end. Just watch, wait, and get to know them better. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 22nd. In May, Pluto retrogrades on the 4th. It's a good time to process any transformations, revelations, or intense experiences that you've had since the beginning of the year. Mercury moves into Taurus on the 10th, bringing you a good opportunity to talk over any relationship problems that you've had. Don't be shy about bringing things up. The Scorpio full moon on the 12th is an important time to focus on your own needs, desires, and emotions. Are you happy with your life, and how are things going for you? If not, what can you do to create changes and bring in success? At month's end, expect some deep conversations with people you're not usually close with. Other people have a lot to teach you about yourself, so pay attention, Scorpio. Sagittarius, November 23rd through December 21st. May is the month you will focus on your relationships. There's a good chance you'll meet someone who becomes very important to you, perhaps even a future spouse. Serious one-to-one conversations will be more productive than ever during this time. Working close with someone, listening to their ideas, and even entering into some lighthearted debates will take you much further than you could go on your own. The Scorpio full moon on the 12th will likely be exhausting. You will become aware of how you've been overloading yourself and taking on more than you can emotionally handle. If anyone tries to tell you what to do at month's end, there's likely to be a conflict. We will stop for the break at our song, and I'll finish up the last three signs, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces, after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras, so it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our break. And that was William Vitalis with Where Are We? Where Are We? And when he wrote that song back in the 80s, I didn't understand it, but I do now. We're all asking that question as we go through these changes into the new era. Where are we? But we're finding out as well, so that's great. We're doing the astrology, and we're at the sign of Capricorn. And Capricorn's birthdays are December 22nd through January 19th. In May, Mercury moves into Taurus on the 10th, and between then and the 29th marks some of the most creative days in your career. Don't worry about being productive right now. Have faith in doing what you enjoy. At work, pay attention to the small things. Slow and steady wins the race. That's always a Capricorn motto. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th could bring you a lot of drama, especially with some secrets and gossip coming to light. Old family stories may be affecting you. On the Gemini new moon, you could completely change your routine. Now, don't be too rigid. If a spur-of-the-moment adventure comes your way, take it, Cap. Don't worry about the big picture. Just focus on what makes you happy. And I know that's a new one for you. Have at it, Cap. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. On May 10th, when Mercury moves into Taurus, deep conversations with your parents or an elderly relative will be especially illuminating. It's a good time to start or restart seeing a therapist. The best thing you can do for yourself right now is to relax and have some fun. Getting out with your friends will enrich your life and lift your spirits. The full moon in Scorpio on the 12th brings a professional moment to you, and you will find that you're in the spotlight. Take advantage of any opportunities that come from this. Your mind is filled with ideas, your imagination is sparkling, and you're embarking on something new and exciting. At month's end, act according to your inner values. Go within. Always follow that lead, and that will pay off for you in the long run, Aquarius. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. May brings you the time for nesting, Pisces. Your home life is in the spotlight. You may begin to tend to your living space by tidying up, reorganizing, doing some outside gardening work, which all is long overdue. You could paint the inside and spruce up the outside of your home with some beautiful flowers and gardening. The Scorpio full moon on the 12th is a time to activate your courageous side. Take a risk and change your life in a big way. Pisces, you can always trust your intuition about any new people that you meet. Your instincts have never let you down. Deep conversations right now can lead to new beginnings. Be careful not to take out your frustrations on other people at month's end. Well, that's it for tonight. We've come to the end of the program. We're going to hear Water by William. We'll do the meditation, and then, of course, we'll finish with that wonderful Richard Shulman. Thank you for listening. And remember, you can use this information for your sun, moon, or rising sign. I hope it's been interesting and helpful for you. And we'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently.
very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in. Get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.